Good morning. It's May 1st, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a remarkable financial turnaround, Samsung Electronics Company Limited has reported a staggering tenfold increase in operating profit for the first quarter, reaching over $52 billion, alongside a 13% hike in revenue, totaling 71.9 trillion won. The semiconductor division, a cornerstone of this success, saw sales soar to 23.14 trillion won. At the heart of this surge is Samsung's ambitious plan to launch the industry's first 12-layer chip, a move set to revolutionize the supply of high-bandwidth memory chips for AI chipsets. This innovation is part of a broader strategy to enhance AI features across its product line, extending beyond the S24 to other mobile devices, and to cater to the burgeoning AI server demand with high-end solid-state drive products. The company's foresight into the generative AI demand, expected to surge in the latter half of the year, underscores its commitment to further investments in AI technology. This strategic direction has not only propelled its memory chip business back to profitability, but has also enabled Samsung to reclaim its crown as the world's leading smartphone vendor, shipping approximately 60 million units in the first quarter alone. Adding to its momentum, Samsung is poised to receive a substantial $6.4 billion in U.S. funding to expand its chipmaking facilities in Texas. Amidst this backdrop of technological advancement and financial growth, NVIDIA Corp. has also emerged as a titan in the AI chipmaking arena, its stock performance reflecting a robust year with a 76% gain in 2024, outpacing the VenX Semiconductor ETF's 24.2% gain. With UBS setting a bullish price target for NVIDIA, anticipating revenue to hit approximately $175 billion in earnings per share to reach around $41, the AI chipmaker's growth trajectory seems poised for even greater heights. On the gaming front, AMD continues to vie for dominance against NVIDIA, offering a diverse array of GPUs catering to various gaming needs and budgets. From the budget-friendly ASRO CK Steel Legend, Radeon RX 7600 XT, to the high-end XFX Speedster Q, ICK 319, Radeon RX 7700 XT Black Edition, AMD's offerings underscore a competitive market landscape where gamers can find products tailored to their specific requirements, whether they prioritize VRAM, boost clock speeds, or efficient cooling systems. As the gaming GPU market heats up, the battle between AMD and NVIDIA intensifies, each vying to capture the hearts and wallets of gamers worldwide. In the intersection of artificial intelligence and privacy laws, a significant development has emerged from Vienna. A privacy group, backed by a tech giant, has taken a stand against one of AI's leading companies over concerns of data protection violations. The Vienna-based privacy organization, NOYB, supported by Microsoft, has filed a complaint with the Austrian data regulator against OpenAI, the creators of ChatGPT. This action stems from allegations that ChatGPT has been disseminating inaccurate personal data for months without providing a means for correction, a potential violation of the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. The complaint specifically targets OpenAI's practices around data handling and correction mechanisms, or the lack thereof, within ChatGPT's operations. NOYB is calling for a thorough investigation into whether OpenAI's data processing activities comply with GDPR, the stringent European Union regulation that sets a global benchmark for data protection and privacy. The stakes are high, with potential penalties for non-compliance reaching up to 4% of OpenAI's global annual revenue or 20 million euros, whichever is greater. This legal challenge not only puts OpenAI under scrutiny, but also highlights the growing influence of privacy advocacy groups in holding technology companies accountable for their data practices. The implications of this case extend beyond OpenAI, signaling a crucial moment for the AI industry at large. It underscores the necessity for AI companies to adhere to data protection laws and the increasing role of privacy groups in tech regulation. The outcome of this complaint could set a precedent, influencing how AI technologies are developed, deployed, and regulated in the future, ensuring that privacy and data protection are at the forefront of technological advancements. In a groundbreaking move, the Financial Times has teamed up with OpenAI, setting the stage for a revolutionary blend of artificial intelligence and journalism. This partnership not only highlights the growing synergy between technology and media, but also sets a new precedent for the future of news consumption and production. The collaboration is designed to leverage the Financial Times' rich repository of content to train OpenAI's sophisticated language models. This is a notable advancement in the AI sphere, emphasizing the importance of high-quality, reliable data sources in developing more accurate and nuanced AI technologies. By integrating FT's esteemed journalistic content into AI training processes, this initiative promises to enhance the capabilities of language models in understanding and generating human-like text. A key aspect of this partnership is the development of AI features tailored specifically for the Financial Times. OpenAI commits to prioritizing transparency, proper attribution, and compensation for the journalistic content it utilizes. This approach not only respects intellectual property rights, but also supports the sustainability of quality journalism in the digital age. The overarching goal of this collaboration is to ensure that the evolution of AI products does not compromise the integrity and value of professional journalism. Both the Financial Times and OpenAI are optimistic about the potential of this partnership to empower journalists and enrich the journalism industry as a whole. By combining FT's expertise in producing high-quality journalism with OpenAI's cutting-edge AI technology, this partnership is poised to transform how information is accessed, consumed, and understood on a global scale. In an era where artificial intelligence continues to break new ground, OpenAI's ChatGPT takes a significant leap forward with the introduction of a memory feature for its ChatGPT Plus users. This innovative addition is designed not just to remember, but to learn from every user interaction, setting a new benchmark for personalized AI experiences. The memory feature is a game changer for ChatGPT Plus users, enabling the AI to retain information from interactions to enhance its understanding of users. This capability aims to provide responses that are not only more accurate, but also contextually relevant, tailoring the AI's feedback to the individual needs and inquiries of each user. The introduction of this feature represents a deliberate move by OpenAI to make AI interactions more meaningful and user-centric. OpenAI has ensured that users remain in control of this new feature. Through the settings, users can delete individual memories or completely toggle the memory feature on or off, offering a level of customization and privacy management that addresses potential concerns about data retention. Moreover, OpenAI has put privacy protections in place to avoid storing sensitive information, although it's worth noting that the memory feature is not available in the EU and South Korea due to regulatory considerations. The launch of the memory feature, against the backdrop of ChatGPT's massive global user base of over 180.5 million, is expected to significantly elevate the user experience. By making AI conversations more efficient and context-aware, OpenAI is pushing the boundaries of what's possible in AI user interactions. This development not only marks a significant advancement in AI technology, but also signals a shift towards more personalized and engaging AI conversations. Alphabet, the tech giant behind Google, has just hit a monumental $2 trillion market capitalization, marking a significant moment in the tech industry, with shares up by 19% in 2024. This milestone is not just a number. It's a testament to the company's robust performance, driven by a combination of a new dividend announcement, impressive earnings, and strong support from institutional investors. The backbone of this success story is Alphabet's record-breaking revenues in advertising and cloud computing. In the first quarter alone, the company reported revenue of $80.5 billion, with an operating profit surge of 46%. YouTube's advertising revenue saw a 21% increase, while Google Cloud's operating profit reached a new high of $900 million. These figures are not just impressive, they're historic for the company. Adding to the excitement, Alphabet introduced an aggressive stock buyback program alongside a modest dividend, rekindling the stock market's enthusiasm for artificial intelligence and technology stocks. A key player in this narrative is Alphabet's Gemini AI, which is expected to not only boost the company's growth, but also increase the demand for NVIDIA AI servers, potentially pushing NVDA stock to new heights. Despite the competitive challenges within the tech industry, analysts are bullish about Alphabet's future. CEO Sundar Pichai's emphasis on the success of Google Cloud and its potential for future AI innovations has only added to the optimism. With the stock consistently rated as a top pick, Alphabet's market performance is indicative of strong buy pressure and solid fundamentals. This scenario makes Alphabet a compelling case study for those looking to understand the dynamics of the tech market and the growing importance of AI and cloud computing. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.